This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
Ham Arguments, Part 1. It's been said that academic arguments are particularly vicious because the stakes are so small. If that's so, consider how ungentlemanly and wild discussions over the fine points of amateur radio must get. Amateur radio operators have a long tradition of using Morse code, or Morse code if you say athlete, in their pursuits, and knowing the code has until very recently been a prerequisite for obtaining a government-issued ham license. I had to learn Morse to get my license. It's a valuable mode for emergency communications and sometimes the only one that can get through at all. Besides, having to learn the code keeps the riffraff out of the hobby. I'm a nerd, I can use the internet, there are forms of digital transmission that are far more efficient than Morse, why should I have to learn this obsolete nonsense, and who are you calling riffraff anyway, old codger, or worse?